Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Ugandans are preparing to vote in presidential and parliamentary elections Thursday after candidates concluded their campaigns Tuesday. Some voters say peace and stability are most important for them, while others want change in a new regime. Lining the streets of Kampala in blue and yellow campaign posters compete for space on billboards, walls, and T-shirts. Blue represents the Forum for Democratic Change Party of main opposition candidate Kizza Besigye, while yellow is synonymous with the National Resistance Movement Party of incumbent Yoweri Museveni. The two men are the top contenders competing for Uganda's presidency. The UN's mission chief in Mali paid tribute Wednesday to seven Ghanaian peacekeepers killed in jihadist attack on their base last week, including the first woman to die as part of their deployment. The assault on the camp belonging to the UN force took place Friday in the northeastern town of Kidal and was claimed by the Malian Islamist group Ansar Dine. Seven bodies draped with the UN flag were displayed during the tribute, awaiting repatriation to Guinea Wednesday. Niger needs millions of doses of meningitis vaccines to ward off a possible epidemic after a spike that has seen dozens of cases reported since January, according to the United Nations Wednesday. The health authorities estimate that they need 3.2 million vaccination doses in a case of meningitis epidemic that came from the local branch of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Adding to existing reserves, the additional doses would allow officials to immunize 2.8 million people. VOA News.